Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today, as always, by Randy Engston.
Good morning.
Good. That's wake up.
Good morning.
Guten Tag. Joined today, guys. We got a special guest in studio all the way from SoCal. Are we talking SoCal like Orange County? Are we talking SoCal San Diego? Either way, we'll find out here in a sec. We got Bradley Davey from InBody. How are you doing today, buddy?
Good day, mates.
Down under.
What? A little bit further.
What part of California?
Just north of Los Angeles.
Okay. So is that Southern California still?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Oh, you're in Malibu?
In the valley.
You're in the valley? Yeah. San Bernardino Valley, is that what it is?
That's the one.
Yeah. There you go.
But yeah. I also grew up in Maine, and I lived in northern Michigan for a lot of my life, too. So.
Okay, Michigan guy over there, Nick. Hey. Yeah. I went to Ann Arbor for a game. The Big House. Michigan, Michigan State. In the rain. Nobody left. In Arizona, if it starts to, like, sprinkle... At Arizona State game, half the stadium leaves. We're out of here. It was dumping rain like in a if you were in a shower. I was in Ann Arbor, and all you saw was the ponchos start popping out. Boop! Everybody had a poncho except for me. Of course, I didn't have
no planning.
I had a Michigan shirt on and no poncho, but I was soaking wet. But I didn't go anywhere. That's
football.
Football season.
That's football at its best.
Go blue.
All right, so we got InBody in the house. InBody is a platinum sponsor at the Grow Summit. He so graciously gave us an InBody to give away at the Grow Summit, guys. And I've been running ads and sharing the love on social media about getting in on this drawing. And it's the 270. So like let's get into some models here in a second. But just give me a little background on you and kind of how'd you get started with these guys with InBody.
So when I went to college, I studied kinesiology, exercise science.
Michigan? In Michigan?
University of Maine.
Ooh. Let's
see if Tim knows.
I don't know University of Maine's mascot. What is it?
Black Bear.
Would never have called that. All right. Continue. Sorry.
And then I went into physical education teaching for a bit, and the state basically was cutting all the PE jobs at the time. So I decided to jump out on a limb and move to California.
Okay.
And I got a job at a company called Lifetime Fitness.
Yeah.
And they had InBodies there. I used it while I worked there. Mm-hmm. And I was looking to learn more sales, marketing, public speaking, build my career in the field. And I took the job with InBody.
Oh, so they had an opening. You reached out to them. Right on. And you mentioned before there's two departments. You're with the medical side, but you said there's a wellness side. What's the difference from the InBody side of that? The same machines, right?
Same machines. Okay. But we have two channels that would essentially target different markets. So if you're fitness, wellness business, we have a team that specializes in that so we can best serve you there.
Gotcha.
And then also a medical team that would also academic facilities too. So anybody with a doctor or nurse practitioners or things like that. So we can learn more about those channels and better serve them that way.
Is InBody in a lot of doctor's offices?
So many.
That's a surprise to me.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, at least in Western medicine, it's just who cares, you know, you're fat and you need to take all these prescriptions. Not really getting to the body comp of any of it. Is that?
Well, they leave it rudimentary, right? What's your height? What's your weight?
What's your weight?
How old are you? You're fat. Yeah. Everybody.
Irrespective. Yeah. Well, by the way, I'm completely obese to the insurance companies, the BMI, right?
BMI
is freaking, you know, like I'm about to die tomorrow. But if you don't look at the body comp, right?
When I go to trade shows, I kid you not, every time somebody walks up and I say, this is a body composition analyzer, and they say, is that my BMI?
Yeah, that's the known term, right? Yeah.
But there's a lot of advancement in the field where it's changing. And in terms of getting objective measurements to validate your outcomes and holding doctors and clinics responsible for outcomes versus other things, that's becoming a lot more popular, especially in curing chronic disease. Or, you know, our technology can be applied anywhere along a whole continuum of somebody is sick and possibly dying, and we want that objective data to help get them better, all the way to somebody who's an elite performer and they want to stay there and they want to perform better. So it's applied in every industry within a hospital, every, you know, wellness facility, even in corporations. Insurance companies are now signing on. And also in terms of like BMI was the insurance company's way of looking at the proportion of you to determine your health risk. And now we have a new output called an SMI, which is looking at how much, do you have enough skeletal muscle mass to support your body?
So interesting.
It's a ratio that will hopefully replace that in the future.
All right. I know that we jumped way ahead, and I'm thinking, do people listening even know what the hell InBody is? Like, I think we just assumed, since we're in this industry, like everybody knows what InBody is. Why don't we just start there and then we'll jump back to where we were. I'm sorry, guys. You guys are listening. Like, what the hell is an InBody? I would assume everybody knows, but let's not assume.
So InBody as a company, we have an ecosystem of health assessment tools. We have the body composition analyzers, which we're most well known for. We have automatic blood pressure monitors, height stadiometers, and grip strength dynamometers. And that's an entire ecosystem that you could bring in and have somebody test their height, their blood pressure, their body comp, and then their grip strength. That all can print out on one result sheet, so you have it to do a consultation. It can go up to a cloud database where you can manage all the data from everybody that's ever tested. And then it can go to an app, so everybody has their data in their hand anytime that they want to see it.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest innovations. And you know, it's funny, we've had an InBody here since 2014, 15, something like that. And back then there was no cloud. I remember there was like the fact that the cloud came out, our buddy Evan Howard was like, hey man, you know, you can put this in a cloud. I had no clue that was part of your thing. And now that we've had that, clients love it because they can pull it up on the app and boom, they can see their results. You can see the graphs and everything's, you know, the trend lines and everything. I think that's pretty slick.
From the cloud, you can do a lot of things. You can view the data. It also will go to the app. You can also download the PDF of the result sheet. You can email it to people. You can communicate back and forth between the cloud software and the app if anybody's downloaded it. Mm-hmm. So you could use it in targeted marketing and pull up a report of everybody who hasn't tested in the last year, and you could send them all a message if you wanted to through the software. So, and then you can also use it to send the data to custom applications where we have an API. So if you're using a specific CRM, EMR, custom solution, the data could also be presented in there.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah. Well, that's what Evan's obviously is using it for, right? You guys have a custom app here?
We have a custom app. It brings it into the user profile. So let me give a quick backstory. Like when we decided back, you know, to start looking for body composition, something like that. It was 2015, and we had made a ton of money that year. My CPA was like, hey, we need to spend some money, you know, get some write-offs, some deductions. And so I bought a dry sauna, right? Like the infrared sauna at the time. I thought that was pretty cool. And the InBody literally at the same time, like in December, right? Like, get it off the books. And I had to make a decision on like, why would we have something that's, I think at the time was $10,000. Why would we spend that type of money in a training gym, right? Why would we do that? And I had to make a decision. I said, if we're going to be the place where people are getting a specific result and not just weight loss,
there you go. Yep.
Then we need to have to, we need to be able to prove that to our clientele. And over the years, we've definitely integrated into our systems. But for folks that are listening and you're kind of running with either tape measures or body calipers or those little handheld Omron or whatever they're called, you're getting different data every single time, right? It's user error. Like if I measure around the navel, but it's a half cock, you know, angle, the next time I'm getting a totally different dimension. And we used to do that at the old place. Yeah. I was like, we didn't have the money to buy something like this. And so the reason we bought it, other than the write-off, was obviously we had to prove to our clientele. And over the years, it's not only helped us with our front-end sales, because we build it into our
sales process.
Yeah, our sales process, our consultations, but we do it, we have it built into our, definitely in our first 90 days, and then throughout the life cycle of the client. Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. And so, like, how are you, like, when you're working with gyms or I guess other clinics, how else are they leveraging? Obviously, it's data, and you use it to kind of set the appointment to talk around the client's results. Are you seeing any other cool uses for it?
Absolutely. And I want to just talk for a second in terms of the accuracy and the inconsistencies you were seeing with the other methods, because a lot of people use different methods. And what differentiates InBody in the marketplace are a few things. Number one, we don't use any type of empirical estimation based on things like your age or your gender or your activity level. Some even ask for ethnicity. So essentially what they're doing at that point is they're comparing their partial measurement to a population, and the data will get skewed to that population. So on an InBody, you could do this on your own if you wanted to try it, and you could test Tim as a 20-year-old man or Tim as a 90-year-old man, or you could test Tim as a man or a woman if you wanted to, and you could see that the results are going to be the same. It might change the scale that the data is plotted against, but the results will be the same.
Okay, so muscle mass will be the same, fat mass will be the same. What about height? Does that tie into any of your equations?
Height's the most important measurement that you enter into the device at the time of test, because it's the length of your body. So if you said that you were 6 feet tall, but you're actually 5'8", then your data is going to get stretched out and you'll appear leaner on the result sheet, versus if you said you were shorter than you actually are, you'll appear fatter.
Okay. And so somebody that doesn't know their height, how do they, or they're just guessing, or they think they're taller than they really are?
Yeah. Well, we have height stadiometers that we sometimes include as promotions at conferences. If people go there, we also sell them too. We got a couple different ones. One is a smaller one, kind of like the size of a foot-long ruler, that uses an ultrasound technology where you hold it up above the person's head, you push the button, it sends a beam to the ground and back up.
Okay.
And it reports the height there. And then we have some that you stand on, and then you pull a bar down to somebody's head. And those ones are actually Bluetooth, so they'll send the data directly from that stadiometer.
I think we've seen those before. Did Jared have that in Australia? Did he have that?
He might have. We're getting way back there.
I think they had
that height thing. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So there is some user error possibly without having the piece of equipment that will give you your height. Interesting.
That too. And then some other differences that we have are we're using 8 electrodes. So there's 2 for each foot, 2 for each hand. And then we're using multiple frequencies of measurement. So lower frequencies, 1, 5, 50 kilohertz, will travel through the extracellular water in your blood, in your skin, in your lymphatic system, where higher frequencies will then travel through cells, through the and capture intracellular values as well. So those, that combination of those are what make us 98-99% accurate compared to a DEXA.
Interesting. So DEXA is what, the gold standard, what everybody kind of grades against? But you said that you can't take that all the time, right? The DEXA scan. You can't do that like every month.
Right. There's usually 1 to 2 times a year. It has a little bit of radiation in it. And with an InBody, you can test as frequently as you want to. There's no limitation to it. And you also don't need a skilled, trained professional to do it.
Interesting. I remember the BOD pod? That thing? Is that thing still around?
They're still around. I think a lot in performance, athletics, those type of places.
We used to bring that in to our old club, and we would bring it in, and we were doing our like weight loss programs and stuff. We would do it on Cadence, and we would have a lot of trouble with that, with the room it was in, whether the door was open or closed, it was the pressure on it. It was like too many variables compared to, say, an InBody, right? Like, so the fact that we have an InBody now, our clients know how to use it. They get on it. and they test themselves. It goes up to the cloud and then it pings our fitness director, and then we reach out and we have conversations around it. And so let's talk about a little bit about this angle that we're kind of pushing our gym owners towards, which is kind of getting away from marketing towards weight loss and marketing towards maybe lean muscle mass gain, strength gain, as the result clients are really looking for. And the reason I say that, and we'll be speaking about this at the Grow Summit, is like the end of the day, the solution for weight loss that gyms provide is unattractive. It takes a lot of work. It's discipline. It's nutrition. It's soreness. It's like, yo, I'm hungry, you know, cravings and all the things, when they can just do a shot now. And so like for gyms competing at the weight loss game, it's kind of a losing battle in my opinion. Half the clients here are probably taking a GLP-1 drug anyway. And so the fact that we've got an in-body that shows muscle mass and not just a scale that shows weight, we can really prove our worth as fitness facilities. And we can battle against, you know, like somebody not coming in because, hey, I lost the weight, right? Well, you lost half your muscle mass too in the process. What's your thoughts around that?
Yeah, there's a lot of data that we can show to get a baseline for weight, obviously, muscle, body fat. We even show visceral fat, which has a higher health risk. You know, it's fat that's internally in and around the organs, essentially choking out the organs and preventing them from doing their job, causing possibly early death or other disease states. And we also measure water, so we can see the balance of the water, intra and extracellular water. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes down to, you know, what type of quality of life or what kind of function do you want? Is it that you just want to lose weight and that's what you're there for? Or do you want to build the muscle, balance your water ratios so that you can, you know, function in that way? So I think it's finding the people that want that type of service, and you can even inspire them to maybe even want some of that by showing them these type of results.
Well, I think it's an education. I don't think were you going to go that way?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, because, you know, we all agree right now, we're starting to see more and more and more evidence speak to how skeletal muscle mass is a big combatant to disease, right? It is almost the key to longevity in fighting a lot of these things. It's a difficult thing, right? As a gym, now we're able to show your overall health, not just the movement on a scale. And to me, like with everything that we're talking about when it comes to attracting those types of lifelong clientele, that speaks volumes compared to somebody jumping on a scale once a month and seeing a little bit of movement or no movement, or even worse, you know, the scale went up. But if you don't have that evidence behind what changed in their physique, you know, that client might leave the gym right away. And they could have put on, you know, solid muscle all month, and now they're miserable because the scale didn't go down. Like, this is a way of getting past that, but also showing them the true things that are going to actually speak to their health and their overall well-being.
Longevity.
And
muscles like your fountain of youth.
Yep.
And the in-body is going to show you the quantity of muscle. And we came out with the grip strength dynamometer to show the quality of muscle. So after the in-body test, you can squeeze this dynamometer. It's going to tell you how many pounds of pressure you create there, and we can actually track that. And also, people that are under muscled or may have sarcopenia, which is obesity is the clinical term for somebody that's over fat, but if somebody is under muscled, the term would be sarcopenia. So there's a lot of research showing that grip strength is one of the leading indicators of sarcopenia as well, and then that SMI output I was talking about earlier too.
And what machines pop out the SMI? Is it the higher ones? They all do?
All of them do. Yep.
Even my 570 does?
Yes. SMI came out, I think, probably 3-4 years ago.
And I remember seeing that number on there. We'll look at it after.
It's the whole right side of the result sheet is customizable. So you can choose between a selection of outputs, and they're not all always on the result sheet when it shows up, so we can look at
we can tweak it on the back end. See, that's news to me.
Here you go. Yeah.
We may end up getting more data on there. That's cool. Data wins. All right, cool. So look, guys, I mean, at the end of the day, this is an expensive machine. I know it is, but it proves everything that we're doing in the facility. It is your key to one, retention, two, sales, but the education, right? Yeah. It's yes, Mrs. Johnson, you went up 2 pounds, but you lost 4 pounds of muscle and gained 6 pounds of muscle. Or, you know what I mean? 4 pounds of fat, gained 6 pounds of muscle over the last 5 months. Like you're way better than you were when you started. But the scale goes up to an older female, like my mom, would freak out if she weighed more, but even if she lost fat and gained muscle, that wouldn't comprehend, right?
Yeah.
And so like having that thing printed out, speaking to your clients and educating them around what's going on inside their body, this is the key to it, right? I mean, I don't know of another method that is as quick, non-invasive, right? We're not pinching people's fat, right? Hey.
Oh, they love that too.
That's
there's very nothing intimate like, you know, having somebody come in your office and finding all their areas of insecurity.
There's gyms out there doing this
still
right
today.
Now.
Oh yeah.
And we did it.
Yep.
Years ago. Think about
how you pinched my fat more than once.
Yeah. Think about how embarrassing that is to a person for the first time walking in. You're like, hey, let me get your love handle here. Yep. You know, it's like, what are we doing? Right.
It's very invasive that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even with some other forms of technology out there, you know, you have to get into skin tight clothing and, you know, sometimes people are uncomfortable with that too. So we offer a way that's really simple to be able to do that. And I think the return on investment and the value that's added to the business comes in a couple different ways. One, directly, because you could charge for the test, or you can take that value and you can build it into a program.
There you go.
Cost. And then it can also come indirectly. And I think this is what a lot of people miss over time, is all the ways that it's going to provide indirect value. And that's what I hear you saying when you're talking about, you know, maybe I convert somebody faster into a program because I build enough trust in their view of what I'm going to be able to provide for them. And then I continue to have them in my program longer because they see the progress that they're making. Or maybe we don't see progress and then we're able to work on some of those things.
Yep.
That was one of the things I was thinking of too, is this, you know, because there is a cost to get started with an InBody, right? It's not the cheapest. It's not a caliber you can go pick up for $99, but sure, what it brings to the table and the value that it brings far outweighs that. But I think where the real value lies is not just in the collection of the data, but the interpretation and the putting it back into a program, right? It's a lot like there's so many things people bring into a gym, but then it becomes passive. You know what I mean? Like somebody gets on an InBody and they're just doing it themselves, but it never works its way back into the conversation. If it never comes back into how you're manipulating the programming for that client or things like that, I think you're missing the opportunity, right? Like this is the data that we interpret in order to make changes for that client. When that's the case, that's the best of both worlds. Rather than sitting back and just being like, oh, here's the evidence of what it's done for you, but not doing anything with that evidence.
Or never even giving it to them. I mean, or they print it off and they walk out the door and like, what are they? They don't even kind of know what they're looking at a lot of times. So look at the BMI. That's on there. I know that. I'm obese. This place isn't working. You know, like that's the key, right? So at the end of the day, you nailed it. This InBody's producing the data. The data needs to be looked at and I guess talk through,
discussed, yeah,
through with the client in order for them to understand it and then make the changes, right? Is what are we doing? If you're not going to leverage, we have a rule here. We don't do something for busy work, right?
Yeah. Like
that isn't part of what we do in a day. If we're going to run a report, we're going to use the data to make a decision, right? It's the same thing for the InBody. Like you got to tweak somebody's program if they're not getting results. Or have an honest conversation about what they're doing in their off time. Let's talk about sleep. Let's talk about alcohol. We were getting into that a little bit before this. But like, what does that do to people's body comps?
Something I want to add about the team training and getting people up to the place where they understand how to provide an interpretation when you sign on as an InBody customer. We have an InBody Academy where you go through and you learn how to prepare for a test, how to run the test, how to interpret the results. And then we leave you with a bunch of other resources that you can continue to learn. And I even started a podcast recently interviewing a lot of people that are in the field and applying the technology and trying to extract some of those values too. And in terms of the changes that we would see from things like alcohol or caffeine or a higher sodium diet, those are going to be cellular dehydrants. So they're going to pull water out of the cells, might dehydrate all the water in the body altogether. So we would see a decrease in the amount of lean mass. Lean mass includes your bone, muscle, and water. So fat mass never changed, and water decreased and lean mass decreased, we'd actually see an increase in the percentage of body fat.
Sure.
So it's really important to consider the raw values of the body composition and not just assume things based on the percentages. And the same type of thing would happen with, say, if somebody started a ketogenic diet, then we're decreasing our carbohydrates, which have a lot of the water that we're getting in our body, and we'd actually see a decrease in that intracellular water if we saw somebody following that program. So what might assume to be a contraindication in the results sheet of an increase in body fat percentage is actually the result of somebody following the program. And something similar happens with GLP-1s in terms of what the results sheet looks like.
Okay. But is when you're dehydrated and it shows less muscle, it's not less muscle mass. I guess it is because the water's in the muscle, but like the muscle tissue, that doesn't decrease.
So we report a few things within the lean mass, two things. Lean body mass is bone, muscle, and water.
Right.
We report the amount of total body water and then dry lean mass. Dry lean mass is just the dry protein and mineral content, and then there's intra and extracellular water within that. So skeletal muscle mass is going to make up some portion of the dry lean mass and the intracellular water.
Got it. Got it. So it could temporarily skew results until you rehydrate.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
And a lot of people come and they ask like, well, is it going to be accurate if I'm not hydrated? And the answer is yes, because we're still reporting your value for where you're at, that snapshot in that moment of time.
Right.
Whether it's going to be you perfectly hydrated or not, I don't know, but we can see that over time.
And that could play into the lifestyle. I mean, some of these individuals might only live in that situation. You know, if they're drinking a bottle of wine every night and they're in a chronic dehydrated state every single day of their life, what does it matter? That it's as accurate as it's going to be for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you don't want to skew the test by going and, you know, taking 3 days off of drinking and drinking water all the time and then all of a sudden getting like the A test, even though that's not how your body spends all of its time, you know? So accurate is the only way to put it. Whether or not that's the result that you want to hear is, I guess, the other half of it, right? Mm-hmm. But that it speaks volumes. I mean, when that conversation's had with clients and you have the data to speak to that, now you can actually put emphasis on the fact of, hey, it doesn't matter what we're doing here in the four walls. You know, if you're going home every day and you're drinking that bottle of wine, like this is where it's showing up and you can see that evidence.
I used to use, when I worked at Lifetime, the InBody as a sort of a lie detector in a way, where if a client wanted a certain set of results and we trained 1 week and then they came back the next week and I saw that extracellular water ratio, when we look at total extracellular water divided by total body water, it's showing me the percentage of the water outside your cells.
Mm-hmm.
And if that score made a big jump, I could assume that they probably had a higher sodium diet, they had some type of alcohol, they may have fell off the wagon in terms of the balance in the water.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least 30K or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
And so like that's kind of new. So that's all in the academy. When you can go back and take that class as an old user. I mean, I'm not certain that existed nine years ago.
It did not. No, it's newer within the last 3-4 years. So you get unlimited subscriptions to that. So we'll set you up with the training. And then a lot of people will use it if you hire a new trainer and you want to onboard them and you want to get them up to speed on the InBody, you can continue to use those.
Yeah, that's news to me. And I think a lot of owners that might have older machines, you know, or been in the game for past 3 years ago, that's going to be a lot. So I'm not sure that information has been passed on. Maybe it has. I just didn't see it. It went to junk or something.
Something else we also added is a map on our website where when you purchase and you go through the InBody Academy, you can sign up to be a testing location on the map on our website. So if somebody comes to us and they say, how can I find a place to test in Scottsdale? Then you show up on that map.
Go to locations or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, one of our Iron Circle members, Abu, he was getting a lot of people coming in and
from
from being on that website just for tests, because there's people in traveling from out of state or whatever, or we'll get doctor's offices sending people over and we'll charge folks. And that's something we want to, I just want to mention here. Like, we don't charge our clients for InBodies. I know there's some different trains of thought around monetizing the InBody. I think you monetize it with retention and front end sales opportunities versus, hey, let's catch $20 for this test. And
for your membership.
For your members.
Yeah.
I think you should have unlimited. Now, if you're a big box club with general access members, I wouldn't probably let 2,000 people just jump on there whenever they want, but I might do my training clients in the training program.
Yeah, I would use it as a conversion tool where people have to request access or schedule a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got the opportunity to sit down with them and talk about their baseline measurements and what you can do to help change those measurements, whether you charge them for that or not. Maybe you give everybody a free one to start, and then over time they might have to buy them. What some people might do is sell a package of them, so you're buying three or four tests at a little bit of a discounted rate, because, you know, we could get one measurement, but it's really about the changes that you're seeing over time. So, you know, direct returns on investment for, you know, selling tests can be for people that are interested in seeing that. And another return on investment method that's really popular, and you mentioned it in saying that they're doctor's offices that send people over.
Mm-hmm.
The InBody is a great bridge from different types of practitioners or different modalities of therapy, where if you've got a longevity doctor or a hormone clinic or, you know, somebody in your area that the value of the data would help them, then you can set up a partnership with them and they may be willing to send people to you, or they may already have an InBody. And you can now speak on the same language in terms of the results that you're providing for that customer.
Perfect. Smart. I like it. Yeah. So what, you said you're not going to be the one at the Grow Summit, but you're going to, there's some folks on your team. What can anybody expect when they stop by that booth?
To take off their shoes and socks, wipe off their hands and feet, and step up under the InBody, and we'll get you an InBody test.
He's going to bring that grip thing?
We definitely will have on there.
That'll be fun for
That's like a strength test for a bunch of meatheads.
Yeah, that's an ego test for everybody that'll be there.
Well, maybe we can make it some type of a competition.
Let's do it.
Where,
I'm in.
You know, everybody gets a chance to do it, and we reward the person who has the greatest grip strength there.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm missing a tendon in this hand. I have to do this hand. I'll do the
left. You got
to
do both.
Oh, you got to do both?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a left to right thing?
Yeah, because we want to see the balance between the two. Oh. You know, people have a dominant arm and one dominant one.
Oh, so you guys average it out or whatever? Now it's
Nice.
All right. So
also, I had another thought. I don't know. Have you ever done any type of a challenge, like a transformation challenge, where you've used the InBody to test people in at a specific date and then at another date?
A lot of gyms do. We don't do challenges here, but yeah, a lot of gyms do.
Yeah. And I think having that reward at the end of the challenge and giving people, you know, something to work for tends to provide a lot of motivation
for sure
in that process.
Like, we'll do some internal stuff, and a lot of our internal programs is about muscle gain and body fat loss percentage, not weight.
Composition, not just a scale number.
Yeah, we really push that hard here. And again, guys, that's your advantage as a gym, strength training gym, is you can provide things that a drug can't, right? And I think we've kind of beat that horse a little bit, but that's what we do. That's what, as gyms, like, if somebody's coming to you, it's for strength, moving better, feeling better, but it's also muscle mass and not necessarily like fat loss. Now, don't get me wrong, metabolic conditioning is big in the fitness space, but again, that solution is unattractive to the bigger market. And that's really what I'm saying. So, like, put your flag in the ground on the strength training gym versus, hey, we do weight loss here, which has been everything for the last 20 years has been weight loss driven marketing.
Here's an interesting spin you could put on it too. The most popular, actually DJ as well.
Oh, here we go.
I like that on the ones and twos.
The most interesting man.
Yeah. So we could say we build muscle as a marketing claim, but we could also say, this is when I talk about the transformation challenge, the most remarkable one I've ever heard of. Is, and it drove the marketing for the business for the whole year. He got so many people that came in and many stayed on after the challenge. The carrot at the end of the stick was, you're going to get an all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii So I'm going to cover the flight, and I'm going to cover your stay there for a week. And he used his timeshare and his airline points. And that was the reward that people came in to say, hey, I'm going to work towards getting that. And the byproduct is I'll probably lose weight and build muscle.
Yeah, no, I mean, I as a early, like an ex-athlete, right, coming in as opening a gym, I couldn't wrap my head around all of the gimmicks that we need to push out into the market to get people to just do the thing that they need to do. Giving them a trip to Hawaii and challenges and all these things are the only way people go in. Like, I have to go to the gym. You have to go to the gym. You have to go to the gym. But that's what, 16%, right, of the general population goes to a gym. 19%, by the way. 19. And so like the 81% of the people need that trip. And I hated it. And I still can't stand it. It pisses me off. Like, just go get in the gym and put the damn weight on the bar. But not everybody's like us. And so we can't think like that. But good. Yeah, it works. We've done trips and all kinds of stuff here too. It works.
Another cool thing about the InBody is it's portable, where you can take it out into your community.
Sure.
So you could pack it in your car and you can take it anywhere where your ideal customer may be. And you can meet people in that place that may not come into your space and drive that traffic back in and have those consultations and conversations.
Mm-hmm. We've done that as well. I would tell you, like, we were told not long ago, and we've been doing it since, that we have to send our InBody in to get recalibrated. Is that still a thing?
Not necessarily. We can do a QC report and we can see how everything's working on it if you
remotely
want. Yeah, you export it. So when you purchase the device, you also get a USB drive that's formatted to the InBody.
Okay.
And you can export that report, share it with our team, and we can check in on it. But if anything does need to happen to it, it'll come back to our office in Southern California there.
Yeah, we shipped it back, and I think we had a temp one for like a month, and then we shipped that one back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll send out a
it was a whole unit thing. Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
And that way you're not down. You don't have any downtime, because a lot of businesses rely on this to help grow and support their flow. So if we can put one there for you while we work on yours, then that's quite helpful too.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth here, InBody. You got all the goodies. They'll be at the Grow Summit. Stop by the booth. We're going to do a challenge on grip strength. Bradley, thanks for joining us, man. That was pretty informative. I'd learned a ton of things I didn't even know, and I've had this thing for 9 years. Makes me look real smart, huh? But thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.